You're watching Press TV. We've just interrupted the normal programming here on Press TV to bring you live images. As you can see there, the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad delivering a speech at the Lebanese University in Beirut. Let's go and take a listen now.
The President, beginning his speech with reciting verses from the Holy Quran. I'm grateful to God Almighty to have the honor to be at this university and among you professors and students. The atmosphere at the university is always memorable and gives hope. It's a place to acquire knowledge and for the knowledgeable. It's a place to think.
يبني الإنسان نفسه وفضاء الحركة وأيضا خلق الحركة.
I'm thankful that God has given me the honor to meet you.
أزوركم أيها العلماء والأساتذة وطلاب العلم العزيز يعود في حد ذاته توفيقا إلهيا وأشكر الله سبحانه على هذا التوفيق.
I'd like to thank the President of the University, the Dean, and shared his words of knowledge with us. I would like to thank professors and my own colleagues and the dear students to have come here. Among you, talking about science is difficult. Speaking about knowledge is difficult among you, but because the professors are here, I would like to make a speech as a student, and I would hope that I will get the passing mark. I would like to say a few things about knowledge to you. What is knowledge? And what's its role? I believe that knowledge is a source of light. That provides the ground for humans move forward in a prosperous life. Knowledge is the tool for guidance. Knowledge is a tool for human beings' evolution. I believe that knowledge is a blessing to mankind by God. Acquiring knowledge and the truth about it is with God. Only God Almighty is the absolute knowledge. And nothing escapes God's eyes. Absolute and comprehensive knowledge. God that knows everything is omnipotent as well. He's omniscient and omnipotent, and he doesn't have, there's no one else like him in the world. All the powers and everything else is rooted in God. The omniscient and omnipotent God is the most fair and just, no discrimination or turning. And in the implementation of them comes from him. God is omniscient. He is omnipotent. He is the best justice, absolute justice. And this God is compassionate. He is merciful. He is the ultimate in mercy. Absolute mercy belongs to God. The omnipotent and omniscient and the most compassionate and most merciful God is only Allah. He is the absolute, the ultimate in beauty. Whatever beautiful in the world emanates from God. He loves mankind. He covers our follies. The real knowledge, the real justice and beauty and the manifestation. He is the manifestation of all beauties. The meaning of all these sentences is that the real beauty is entombed in God. Wherever God is, there's justice and kindness and all beauties. Real knowledge is knowledge that rooted in beauty, mercy, and all these beauties should be in real knowledge. Because God, who is representative of all these qualities, has bestowed mankind with all of them. And there is no difference between love and knowledge. Love and knowledge are both, have both emanated from God, from the same origin. A man cannot be knowledgeable and not love justice and mankind and beauties. It's not possible. The real man of knowledge is just, fair, and a lover of humanity and beauty. A knowledgeable man has a strong willpower.
في عالمنا اليوم بطبيعة الحال لابد علي أن أؤكد هنا لكم جميعا أن لبنان
في طوال the University of Lebanon
كان دائما
has been one of the best universities in the history of mankind and one of the main sources of generating knowledge, knowledge that is emanated from God and has spread that knowledge in Lebanon and among the Lebanese. There have been people in the region and in the world that have spread knowledge and science across the world. Let's look at the different branches of science and knowledge in our current situation. I believe that knowledge and real knowledge can be at the service of mankind, at the service of peace, kindness, and mercy. If somewhere some things are said in the name of knowledge and science, and lack the qualities that I talked about, and drive a witch among nations, and promote tyranny and domination, it's not real, true knowledge. Knowledge that promotes wars and crimes is not knowledge. And it should be called the question. Take this example about the economy. What's economy? Economics. It's a branch of knowledge that deals with the governing of the different issues of society and the revenues and expenses of a society, and its aim is to lead society to a balance. That's the main goal of economy and economics. Economics should be at the service of mankind and at the service of human evolution and at the service of peace and kindness among the different people and justice. If certain theories and hypotheses of economics are put forward in different societies and their results aren't favorable, and if economic theories lead to wars and create divide among the different nations and create different social classes, social gap, that's not real economics. Economics that leads to leads wealth straight to the pockets of certain people. It's not a lucrative, advantageous economics. It should, real economics should do away with injustice, create real justice, close social gaps, narrow them down. Today, we're looking at the kind of economics in Western countries that is called a capitalist economy. Such an economy within the framework of new human science. But has gotten away from its real original objective. Let's talk about capitalism. An economy that the different countries have in the past 3 decades, the Central Bank of the United States has come up with a theory, economic theory, that, in their own words, is a new theory. When the Central Bank of the United States was printing money, new dollars, and take all the gold from the market with those newly minted money, when those dollars entered the financial market, we would see gold in proportion to the amount of money in the U.S. National Reserve. The result of that approach is high inflation and leads the global economic current to a certain direction and widens the gap between social classes and puts the money and wealth in the pockets of rich people. Such an economy is not, we don't approve of such an economy because they, 30 years ago, the Americans announced that they need, they don't need to save gold and jewelry in return for dollars. That happened before the past 30 years. They have changed that situation and said, from now on, instead of printing dollars, we won't need to reserve gold. Therefore, they came up with a new term called national produce, or GDP, and with that, they created a new atmosphere in the global economy. The meaning of what the Americans have said is that the assets of the U.S. Central Bank is not backed by gold. No one can no longer tell what has happened in the past years. An incident that happened afterwards was that the assets of the United States, with the printing of money not backed by gold, entered the financial market, and in return for that, no gold went to the American Treasury. Again, that means the entry of non-gold-backed dollars into the financial market. As an example, if the Central Bank of Lebanon earns a few thousand dollars and gives it to everybody, it means that we won't be giving any gold to the government in return for that. And merely dollars that are not backed by gold have entered the market. As a result, millions of dollars enter the financial market and push up inflation. The real meaning of this phenomenon is that hundreds of billions of dollars are taken out of the pockets of poor nations and gone straight to the pockets of the rich people. The Americans changed the support for dollars, or currency support, and they consider it as a big achievement for themselves. And they use the media to promote their currency. And they pretend that this achievement, this is an achievement of the new economics. You have definitely heard that the American government has $1,400 billion, has poured that amount into the market. It had no money, but it did it through printing new greenbacks. they printed $80 billion and poured them into the financial market across the globe. Let me also give you an example other than this. Nuclear science. It's a science that is truly expensive and valuable in this world. Nuclear science, nuclear energy and technology and know-how in the world today has several applications. Nuclear energy in our era can be at the service of mankind, so that today more than 16 applications, peaceful applications of nuclear energy have been determined in industry, in medicine, in energy generation, in medicine, in pharmaceuticals, and in farming, and in many other fields, nuclear energy can be used. But Western countries, what have they done with this useful science? You know what the issue is. What they have done is they have equated nuclear energy with nuclear bomb. On the one hand, we see the spread of, they have a monopoly over nuclear know-how, and they don't allow us to take any steps in that regard. We have documents back in Iran We have a document that a group of Iranians, along with a number of Westerns and ministers of foreign ministers of Europe, have had a meeting. Western countries insist that Iran should stop nuclear research. After several rounds of talks between us and them, and their insistence of the Iranian side on continuing and taking advantage of nuclear science and continuing with its research, Western research has shown to them that they have to negotiate with us. We are advised to negotiate with the Western countries so that maybe they will allow us the permission to continue with our nuclear program. At the beginning, they tried to trick us. They pretended that a nuclear bomb is the same as nuclear energy. And the spread of nuclear energy, nuclear science, may lead to the proliferation and production of nuclear bombs, can be dangerous. But that is just a false claim. Rather, the use of nuclear energy can have many applications, can be of great use in different branches of knowledge and science. Nuclear know-how can bring welfare to nations and increase friendship among nations. Today, if you were to come up with an example, and as an example, if you were to erect a nuclear power plant in Lebanon for electricity generation so that the Lebanese can use the energy produced by that plant, will need a permission from the West, because as you know, nuclear energy and energy generation, electricity generation, is 7 times more cost effective than the old traditional knowledge. And for other nations, just like that. You know, we're not going to get into the environmental issues and pollution and everything at this point. They have deprived others from this, and they have monopolized nuclear energy. And make hundreds billions of dollars on a daily basis from nuclear energy. Let me give you another example. Let's talk about politics. Politics is also science. I believe that politics is the science of governing society. Politics should be at the service of peace, love, and justice. People in different social classes complement each other. They live side by side and they're friends of each other. People cannot live on their own without each other. No one can experience prosperity alone. Everybody should help everybody so that they can walk down the path of prosperity. Human beings are friends of each other and they support each other. Politics should be should build infrastructure and the basis of society on friendship and justice. But Western countries, what have they done with politics? What they have done is they have portrayed the principle of society, that disturbed the principle of social relations and injected that into different societies across the world and said that the mighty, the powerful should dominate the weak and the weak should be eliminated. They're looking, they think that politics is the science of the domination of the powerful over the weak. They have defined the evolution of man and the destruction of the weak. Contrary to that, we believe that the real politics is grounded on friendship among human beings and justice. Politics should be intertwined with justice. Justice should be at the heart of politics so that wars and seditions will be eliminated. Otherwise, we cannot create friendship among humanity, members of humanity. What they have changed economics and politics and sociology
يرون ان عزتهم
Look what's happening in the Middle East. Look how they're treating our people. Their main objective of their politics their theories of people who have stood up their against their theories. The Americans have tried to dominate the Middle East region at any cost. What have the Western countries done in Afghanistan? Their media have said that the number of terrorists are hiding in Afghanistan. Ask them, where are those terrorists? Where in Afghanistan are they hiding? The terrorists you're talking about, how many are they? Everything has been ambiguous. But through propaganda and through the media, they have portrayed themselves as liberators. Look back at the past 8-9 years since the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan started. See what has happened in Afghanistan since then. They've even bombarded a wedding party. U.S. warplanes have bombarded a wedding party. We should tell them, why did you drop bombs on a wedding party? They would say in return that there were a number of suspects hiding among the ranks of the people in that wedding party. We ask them, why do you bombard a whole village? They say, we heard that there are a number of suspects hiding in this village. We should ask them, why do you treat civilians like this? They keep saying that a number of terrorists, suspected terrorists, are hiding among civilians, and we're looking for them. We must ask them, what are you doing in Afghanistan? Why have you come to Afghanistan in the first place? They will respond by saying, maybe we are more powerful than Western countries are superior to the Afghan nation, and they've come here to help the Afghan economy and society and solve their issues. The truth is that politics has to be at the service of justice and mercy and humanity and kindness, not at the surface of supremacy over other nations. It should be at the service of respect for other nations. A science that we call materialist and domineering, the result of it is what we're seeing in the world today. I would like to tell you that the greed and the domineering and plundering of other nations is not science. A science that wants to kill others is not science. We are after the kind of science that's real knowledge in our view, and moving in the direction of that kind of science. Look at medicine, which is at the service of humanity. Look at other science, that are at the service of human beings, like the ones taught at the University of Lebanon. All of them are at the service of humanity, brotherhood, prosperity. These are real sciences. I would want to cut my speech short now. The most important characteristic of a knowledgeable person is modesty. A real erudite loves human beings as at the service of mankind and people. I would like to thank God that we are in a country and at the university that where scholars and students of the university, that's the University of Lebanon, are seeking real knowledge. They are pursuing the knowledge of the day, real knowledge and science. They're looking for science that they, through which they can serve their nation. That real knowledge, in the pursuit of which both the scholars and students are not scared of anyone but God. A scholar, and is considered a big scholar. Thankful to God that I'm here among you today, students and scholars and professors of this university. Yesterday and today, and the universities of Lebanon and the different parts of this country, we have seen positive thinking and got a lot of good vibes from them that has created a good feeling in me, this honorable nation. Has done magnificent things since yesterday. I would like to announce to the University of Tehran and universities in Iran are ready to cooperate in all fields with the universities in Lebanon. I'm certain that such a cooperation, a constructive cooperation between Iranian and Lebanese universities will result in love, friendship, that we will give to humanity. I would like to thank the dean of the university and the professors who gave me the honor to make the necessary arrangements for me to come here. And I'm proud to say that I'm a first-year student of this university. I would like to thank the ministers, the Minister of Science, and other ministers of Lebanon. And I wish you all, and the Lebanese nation, and all the nations, prosperity, welfare, and health, and security and peace. Long live freedom. Long live justice. Long live Lebanon.
Iran.
نسمع صوت فخامة رئيس الجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية هم أيضا يحبوا أن يسمعوه صوتهم طلاب الجامعة اللبنانية ممثلي مجالس الفروع
Nice pictures you're seeing there from the Lebanese University in Beirut. President Ahmadinejad standing there as he's expected to receive an honorary doctorate degree in political science from the director of the Lebanese University. Just taking place there, you can see in the nice pictures coming in from Beirut after he delivered a speech there. You are hearing it live here on Press TV. He has received now an honorary doctorate degree on political science from the Lebanese University. Live images there from Beirut. Of course, President Ahmadinejad is on day two of his two-day official visit to the Lebanese capital, Beirut, on a day that he's already met with religious leaders in the capital before he arrived at the Lebanese University here in Beirut. And here he did deliver a speech referring to various issues, pointing to the concept of knowledge and saying that knowledge has a meaningful relation with justice, and saying that real knowledge does not lead to war and injustice in the world. And during that speech he said that he also referred to Iran's nuclear energy program and said that he criticized actually Western states, he said particularly the United States, for monopolizing nuclear energy. Parts of what he was saying there during his speech ahead of receiving this honorary doctorate degree from the Lebanese University on political science. President Ahmadinejad also referred to the war in Afghanistan, and he said in the Middle East and in Afghanistan people are being killed for unclear reasons in wars and aggressions portrayed in the media in the light that the aggressors want them to be portrayed. And he also questioned that to the US argument that it's after militants in Afghanistan and seeks to improve the country's economy. He said he raised actually serious concern over the rising number of civilian casualties there. Some of the points that he mentioned during that speech that we were hearing live here on Press TV in the Lebanese University. You can see now the attendants sitting there and President Ahmadinejad receiving the honorary degree, doctorate degree on political science from the head of the Lebanese University. You're seeing it happening right now on your screens. And as I said, President Ahmadinejad is on a two-day official visit, and later on today he's expected to hold talks with the Lebanese Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, as well. And of course, a major highlight of this visit will be his tour of villages in southern Lebanon and the border region with Israel. He is receiving the honorary doctorate degree now. There it is, showing it to the cameras. He's received it now from the head of the Lebanese University in Beirut, just after he held a speech there that we did bring you live here on Press TV. And as I was saying, President Ahmadinejad, after the ceremonies here, is expected to hold talks with the Lebanese Prime Minister, after which he'll, according to our correspondent, will go to the southern city of Bentu Jebel, just less than a kilometer away from Israeli settlements on the other side of the border. And that's expected to be a significant highlight of his trip to Lebanon. And we're also expecting a speech later on there, supposedly on the 2006 war between Hezbollah and Israel. And the president in Lebanon, he's already met with his Lebanese counterpart, Michel Suleiman, as well as Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri. Talks also expected with Saad Hariri. Everyone standing there for pictures after President Ahmadinejad receives an honorary doctorate degree from the Lebanese University. Of course, yesterday, if you recall, President Ahmadinejad also attended a massive rally in southern Beirut, where he delivered a speech to hundreds of supporters and people amid a historic welcome. It's his first official visit to Lebanon since he became president in 2005. And he arrived on Wednesday, that's yesterday, amid a massive welcome by hundreds of thousands of Lebanese people on the streets of Beirut. He's accompanied, of course, by a high-ranking delegation, including the Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki. Live pictures you were seeing there of the Lebanese University. President Ahmadinejad has just received an honorary doctorate degree from the Lebanese University on the second day of his historic visit to Lebanon. Of course, we'll bring you more on President Ahmadinejad's visit as soon as it happens here on Press TV. But now let's take a look at some other stories making headlines around the globe.